Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So many of you know
that
I got married last year, 2010.
去年呢,
and I had to go through the process of buying an engagement ring.
我經過呢,這個買訂婚戒指的這個時間。
Now I didn't know anything about diamonds.
我對鑽石呢,不是很認識的。
So I had to learn a lot of new things about diamonds.
所以我學到很多東西,對鑽石學到很多東西。
For example, did you know that all people used to care about was the size of the diamond, the carats?
你知不知道以前人對鑽石呢,最重要呢就是有幾多卡,有幾重。
But now people start to care about things like the shape and how shiny it is and other things that make a good diamond.
現在呢,人呢就仲講究其他嘢啦,好似個形狀係點樣,有幾晶瑩透徹嘅。
So I had to learn four C's. I had to learn carats.
我要有四個C,就是第一個有幾多卡。
I had to learn clarity, cut and color.
又佢清晰度係點樣,佢係點樣切割嘅,同埋佢顏色係點樣。
And a good diamond has to have a good score in all four of these C's.
如果一個好嘅鑽石呢,佢對於四方面呢都應該係好好嘅。
I also learned that the diamond industry, just to help us, has given us a pricing guideline for an engagement ring.
這個鑽石的這些製造商呢,就是為了幫助我們呢,他定了一些你買鑽石應該是要多少錢。
So just to help us, they said that a man should spend 3 months' salary on an engagement ring.
他要幫,為了幫助你呢,他說你一個男人呢,你可以用3個月的薪水來買一個鑽石戒指。
Now some of you single guys are thinking about that amount and you're starting to panic because it's a lot of money.
如果你單身的話,你可能心裡在計算,哇,3個月人工可能很多。
Now it is a lot of money, but I understand that the diamond industry understands one thing.
這個三個月人工是很多的,但這些鑽石的製造商,我想他們都會明白一件事。
But not everybody makes the same amount of money.
就是不是所有人呢,都是有一樣的人工。
So even though what you spend on a diamond may be different than what another man spends on a diamond.
可能你買鑽石用的錢呢,跟另一個人買的錢是不同的。
The sacrifice should be the same.
但你的犧牲程度呢,應該是一樣。
Today we're going to be seeing that God has a similar principle when we give to His kingdom.
我們今天都看見,神給我們有差不多同樣的一個原則。
We've been going through this building campaign, this building project giving campaign.
我們現在有這個建堂的計劃,這個建堂的籌款的過程。
And today we're going to see that Jesus tells us that God is more interested in the sacrifice we make than the actual amount that we give.
今天我們要學習,就是耶穌告訴我們,神是最重於我們犧牲的這個心態是什麼,而不是我們實際給了多少。
So before we turn to our passage, I just want to set the stage for you here. Jesus is in the temple, and he's talking to his disciples.
耶稣呢,在这个圣殿里面,对他们门徒呢,
and this is after he has entered the city on the back of a donkey.
他呢,是在这个骑路入了耶路撒冷之后,
many of you know that's Palm Sunday, which is coming up next week, actually.
这个就是中女士的主日,就是复活节主日的前一个礼拜日,就差不多来到。
So this is the week between Palm Sunday and Easter.
这个就是复活节前一个主日,去到复活节的时间。
So we know that it's only a few days before Jesus is going to die on the cross, be buried, and rise again on the third day.
所以我们知道,发生这件事的时候,是耶稣差不多要上十字架,受死,但是 三日后复活这件事的之前,
Jesus knows that his time left with his disciples is very limited.
耶稣呢,他知道他和门徒的时间已经不多了。
So you can imagine anything he says is going to be very important.
所以你可以想象呢,他所讲的所有的话都是很重要的。
And so here Jesus is in the temple.
这个耶稣呢,就在一个圣殿里面。
And Jesus is telling his disciples, don't be like those Pharisees we see in front of us.
所以耶稣告诉他们门徒,你不要像那些法利赛人那样。
They are arrogant and they want everybody to see how godly they are.
他们很高傲的,他们希望所有人都看见他们是很属灵的。
Now, of course, many So the disciples are probably asking, if we're not supposed to be like them, who are we supposed to be like?
可能門徒問耶穌,如果我們不像他的話,我們應該像誰呢?
And this is where we pick up the story. We're going to find out who we're supposed to be like.
所以耶穌就跟他講個故事,我們要看見應該他們是像誰一個人?
So will you turn with me to the Gospel of Mark,
chapter 12.
Mark chapter 12, we're going to read from verse 41.
马可福音第12章, 我们读是,
Mark 12, verse 41.
马可福音12章41节.
This is what the Bible says.
这个圣经这么说,
and he sat down opposite the treasury and began observing how the people were putting money into the treasury.
他说耶稣对银库坐着, 看众人怎样投钱入库, 有好些,
now, they were in a place in the temple called the treasury, and this is where people gave their money to the temple.
所以他在这个殿宇里面,
now, back then, there were two kinds of giving to the temple. There was the temple tax, and there was the free will offering.
当时有两种不同的他们奉献的钱银,
the temple tax went to the everyday operations of the temple.
这个殿宇的税呢,
the free will offering went to was basically what you wanted to give on top of the temple tax.
这个自由的奉献呢,
so if you think about it, the temple tax is what you have to give.
这个殿宇的税呢,
and the free will offering is what you want to give.
这个自由奉献呢,
and so there were 13 of these chests. They were lined up.
13个大概这样的钱箱,
and they were trumpet shaped, and this is where people would put their money in.
好像一个喇叭形状的桶一样, 这钱箱呢,放在那里, 人呢,就放些钱进去。
There were 7 for the temple tax and 6 for the free will offering.
有七个呢,是用这些电鱼的水,有六个呢,是给你自由奉献的。
And so Jesus and his disciples are watching everyone put their money into the temple, into the treasury.
耶稣和他们的门徒呢,就在前面看着人呢,是放钱进去这些钱箱那里。
And this is what happens. This is verse 41.
这个就是41节里讲到呢,就有这些事情发生。
We're going to read that again.
我们在这里读再读一次。
And he sat down opposite the treasury and began observing how the people were putting money into the treasury.
耶稣呢,
and many people were putting in large sums.
耶稣对于银库坐着呢,
the Bible says many rich people were putting in large sums.
这个圣经说呢,
now back then, they didn't have dollar bills like we do. All they had was coins.
那时候呢,他没有一些纸币的,他们有的只不过是一些钱币,是铜钱。
So you can imagine, Jesus and his disciples are sitting in at the temple treasury, and you can imagine the noise.
耶稣和他们的门徒坐在银库那里,你可以想想当时的那些噪音。
So you can imagine all the noise that the people were making with their loud, noisy offerings, because they were rich people.
你可以想象一下,当有钱人进到钱箱里,是会制造很多的声音的。
And they were putting in large sums of money.
他们放入了很多的钱。
And so you can imagine Jesus and his disciples probably had a hard time hearing each other.
可能耶稣和他们的门徒,听偈都有困难了。
So imagine that you were at the temple and you were bringing your offering.
如果你想象一下,如果你在银库里面,如果你给你的奉献的时候呢?
And you get in line and the guy in front of you has brought a huge bucket of coins.
如果你前面那个人呢,拿着一大桶的钱在放进去。
And making a lot of noise with his offering.
有很多的声音出来。
I don't know about you, but I would hope that my offering would make just as much noise as the guy in front of me.
我就会想,我的奉献的时候,我都希望制造和他一样的声音。
Because then people would say, wow, that's a generous person.
因为那时候人家说,这个人真的很慷慨了。And
so you can imagine the temple treasury was a place that people might feel competitive in terms of how much noise they made with their coins.
你可以想象一下,这个银库当中,很多人都可能想着大家有一个竞争的心态在这里。
My cousin got married last year, and her husband comes from a different culture than mine, different Chinese culture than mine.
我侄女咧，舊年係結咗婚，佢咧係同我哋而家有唔同嘅文化嘅。
And so in his culture, during the wedding banquet, they actually announce each wedding guest and they announce what wedding gift they gave.
在他們的文化當中,當他們舉行婚禮的時候,他們會當眾宣佈每個人給他們的禮物是什麼?
I don't know if some of you have been to a Chinese wedding banquet like this, but this was very unique for my family.
對我們的家庭來說,這是很特別的。
So you can imagine, they would shout, Auntie so-and-so gives $1,000.
他們就在那裡大聲說,這個Auntie就給了1,000元。
And uncle gives $2,000.
這個uncle給了2,000元。
And so, you can imagine that people would want to be competitive to see, to see who would be the most generous giver.
你可以想像一下,那些人一定在想,誰是最慷慨的一個人?
There was a member of my family, and not in my immediate family, but there was a member of my family who gave less than what people expected him to give.
我當中我家庭裏不是一個直接近親，有一個遠親嘅親屬咧，佢俾咗嘅銀紙咧係比個人哋想象嘅要少。
It was less because people of who he was in the family and how much money we knew he had.
我哋知道咧，佢唔係賺好多錢，所以我哋知道咧，佢係俾咗唔係好多。
And so he gave $500.
佢俾500蚊。
Now $500 is a lot of money, right?
500蚊已經係好多錢啦。
But it was less than what people expected him to give based on who he was.
但係佢喺呢個家庭嘅地位咧，人哋係期望佢俾得更加多嘅。
And when they came to his name and they saw the small amount that he was giving,
當人哋讀佢嘅名，到到佢名嘅時候，睇見佢已經呢個數字唔係好大。
They seemed uncomfortable with it, so they changed it when they announced it, and they said, so-and-so gives $5,000.
他們就改變了這個數字,他給了5,000元。
Because it would be shameful for this man to give less than people expected.
因為如果他就是給500元,好像很醜怪一樣。
So you can imagine that people would feel competitive to be the most generous.
所以你想到人會一定想去比其他人。
In the same way, this temple treasury system, I don't know about you, but I would feel competitive. I would be tempted to feel
competitive.
About who would make the most noise when they came and brought their temple tax and their free will offering. And so all these rich people were bringing large sums of money, and they were throwing them into the chest.
所以這些富有的人,這些財主就拿了很多的錢,就扔他進這個錢箱裡。
And in the middle of all this noise,
在這個這麼多聲音的中間,
somebody comes in.
有一個人走進來,
and maybe nobody notices her.
可能沒有人注意到她,
but Jesus notices her.
但耶穌看見,
let's see what happens. Verse 42.
我們看看42節說了什麼呢?
But a poor widow came.
有一個窮的寡婦來了。
A poor widow.
一個窮的寡婦。
Now this was quite remarkable because back then, if you were a widow, you were automatically poor.
這個很值得注意的,因為那時候如果你是一個寡婦,你已經很自動的,你就是很窮了。
So what Mark is doing sounds a little redundant, doesn't it?
所以馬可在寫的話,有貧窮的寡婦,好像很重複的。
It's kind of like saying a rich billionaire came.
好像是說,哇,這個富有的百萬富翁來了。
You see, what Mark is doing is he's making it very clear that we remember that widows are poor.
所以馬可呢,是一定要我們知道,這個寡婦是很窮的。
So Mark is making sure we understand. She has no source of income. She's broke. She is poor.
所以馬可呢,讓我們知道,她沒有一個經濟的來源,她已經破產,她是很窮的一個人。
And so here she comes, and she's bringing her offering. This is what the Bible says.
她就來了,她已經是,也都是, 拿了他的奉獻,這個聖經就是這樣說。
Verse 42, a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which amount to a cent.
这个四十二节话，有一个穷寡妇来向你投了两个小钱，就是一个大钱。
Now what I'd like you to do is if you have any coins with you, I want to look into your pockets and if you can find a dime.
如果你有一啲银仔喺度咧，我睇你要攞个银仔出嚟咧，搵一毫子嘅银仔。
And if you have more than one dime, maybe you can share with somebody else. Hopefully they pay you.
如果你有几毫子咧，可以同其他人一齐睇下。
Now this widow was carrying around two small copper coins.
这个寡妇呢，她来呢，是拿了两个很小的铜钱。
Now this kind of coin was called leptos, and it was the smallest coin that they used in Israel.
这些这样的铜币呢，在当时是叫 leptos, 在当时呢，是最小的一个钱币了。
I hope people have your dime.
如果你有一毫子的银仔呢，你已经看住了，是吧？
A leptos,
这个这样的铜币呢
was smaller than a dime.
还比我们的一毫子的钱币还小。
Now a dime is the smallest coin that we have right, currently, right?
这一毫子是我们最小的一个银仔，是吧？
Now if you look at your dime, you can, a dime is 17 millimeters across.
这个一毫子的钱币是17毫米的直径。
A leptos was 9 millimeters across.
这个 leptos 是9毫米的直径。
So a leptos was about half the width of a dime.
So this leptos 是相当于我们一毫子的一半咁样。
And so these were the coins that the widow was carrying around.
这个咧就系呢个穷寡妇佢攞嚟嘅呢个铜币啊。
They were small. They were very light.
佢哋好细好轻。
And it turns out that a leptos, two of these, were worth.About 1/64 of a day's wages.
这个呢，两个这个这样的铜币呢，先是一日工资的六十四分之一。
So she would need 128 of these to equal one day's pay.
所以她如果拿128个这些来呢，先是相当于一日的人工。
And this is what she brought to the temple. And she put in two small leptos.
她来到圣殿，拿到她就是拿两个很小的铜钱。
And so you can imagine.That these coins, after all the rich people made all this noise, that these coins didn't make any noise at all.
你可以想象下，嗰啲富有嘅人喺前边制造咗咁多嘅声音，呢两个铜钱咧，可能一嘅声音都冇。
And maybe nobody notices her.
可能冇人注意得到佢。
But Jesus notices her.
但系耶稣咧睇见啦。
And this is what he does.
耶稣咧咁样做。
He calls his disciples together.
佢即刻叫门徒嚟。
Verse 43.
43节
Calling his disciples to him, he said to them, Truly I say to you.
他说耶稣叫门徒来说我实在告诉你们。
Now, whenever Jesus says, Truly I say to you, or I tell you the truth,
如果耶稣说我实实在在告诉你们呢，或者是他讲给我实在讲给你听这样讲呢，
That means he's about to say something very important.
这个呢就是他要讲一些很重要话的时候了。
And this is what he says. He says, This poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury.
他说这个穷寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多。
This poor widow put in more than everybody else, all the rich people with their noisy offerings.
他说这个穷寡妇比众人投得更多，比所有的这些富人制造这么多声音的人更多吗？
The rich people had come in and they had brought.Lots and lots of coins, and they were making so much noise with their offerings.
这些富有的人来到呢，他拿了很多很多的铜币来，所以他制造了很多很多的声音。
And this poor widow comes in and she puts in two small coins, tiny, measly, pathetic little coins.
他就拿这个穷寡妇来到呢，是拿了两个很小的、很可怜的两个小钱。
And yet Jesus says she gave more.
但耶稣说他给得更多。
Why does Jesus say that she gave more?
为什么耶稣这样说呢？
Why does he say that even after all the rich people put in all the large sums of money, that this lady who only had two small copper coins gave more?
这么多的富有的人给了这么多的钱，为什么耶稣说这个穷寡妇只是给了两个小钱，说这个他给得更多呢？
Let's see what he says.
又再看看他怎么
说。Verse 44.
在这个44节
For they put in out of their surplus, but she out of her poverty put in all she owned, all she had to live on.
因为他们都是自己有余拿出来投在里头，但这寡妇是自己不足，把他一切养生的都投上了。
Let's take this one piece at a time. Jesus says they put in out of their surplus. This is talking about the rich.
耶稣话佢哋将自己有余嘅攞出嚟咧，系讲嗰啲富有嘅人。
He's saying that the rich people put in out of their surplus, their leftovers, the money that they had extra.
佢话嗰啲财主咧，系将佢哋有余嘅攞出嚟，冇用嘅多余嘅钱财咧攞出嚟。
Do you ever drive around Austin and you see those people holding signs because they're homeless?
你有冇去Austin 喺度睇见喺街头上边嗰啲人攞住一个牌话佢哋无家可归咧
？And they say they need a job and they're hungry。
佢话佢哋需要一个工作，佢哋系好饿。
And they ask you for spare change。
佢哋问你咧，攞你有冇多余嘅钱小钱咧
？You ever think about why they ask you for spare change？
你有冇谂过佢点解问你有冇一啲多余嘅钱咧
？They know that you might have more money than you need。
佢哋可能知道咧，你有比你需要嘅钱更加多。
And so they're asking for your extra money.
所以咧，佢问你攞一啲系你哋额外嘅钱。
Now if they ask you for the money that you need to live on, you are much less likely to give them, right?
如果佢问你攞你需要嘅嗰啲钱咧，你好可能唔可能俾佢啦。
So if they think that you realize that you have some spare change, then you're more likely to give them.
所以佢哋知道咧，如果你有額外一啲嘅錢咧，你又好可能咧會俾佢。
That's why they think it's better strategy to ask you for spare change。
所以佢哋嘅計劃咧，好嘅，佢即係問你攞一啲額外嘅錢。
These rich people were putting their spare change。
呢啲咁嘅財主咧，係俾佢哋係攞嚟咧係自己有餘嘅錢。
They were putting in out of their surplus what they had extra, what they didn't need。
所以佢哋攞出嚟嘅系佢哋额外嘅，系有剩翻嘅一啲钱，佢哋唔需要嘅钱。
But the widow was putting out of her poverty everything she owned, everything she had to live on.
但系呢个穷寡妇佢自己都不足，但系将佢一生嘅养生嘅都系攞咗出嚟啦。
And Jesus says this is why she gave more.
所以耶稣话咧，呢个就系佢俾得更多呢个咁嘅原因。
And so.Jesus brings us to a very important principle here.
所以耶稣咧俾我哋有一个好好嘅原则。
When it comes to giving to God's kingdom,
如果你去同呢个国嘅神嘅国里边去奉献俾神嘅
，It's not the sticker price, it's the sacrifice.
唔系一个价值几大，而系喺我哋嘅牺牲嘅心态。
I'm going to say this one more time. It's not the sticker price, it's the sacrifice.
唔系价值几大，而系牺牲嘅心态。
It probably doesn't sound as catchy in Cantonese.That's okay.
廣東話講出嚟就冇咁順口啦。Oh, it's okay.
But the principle is there. Jesus says that this woman gave more because she sacrificed more.
因為耶穌話咧，佢呢個富人係俾得更加多，因為佢犧牲得更加多。
And Jesus, remember we talked about who we're supposed to be like? Jesus says, be like this woman. Don't be like the Pharisees.
就記唔記得我哋話耶穌俾門徒睇佢哋要似邊個咧？佢哋又嗌佢要似依個婦人，唔好似嗰啲法利賽人咁樣。
So when it comes to giving to the church or to missionaries or things like that, God is looking for our sacrifice, not necessarily the amount that we give.
所以我哋當我哋奉獻俾一啲宣教士、奉獻俾教會嘅時候咧，係神咧係睇我哋嘅犧牲，唔係睇我哋嘅數目幾多。
I want you to notice something.
我想你注意一啲事。
Jesus is not saying that the rich are doing a bad thing by giving them their spare change, their surplus.
耶稣冇话呢啲富有嘅人俾佢哋多余嘅钱咧，冇话佢哋系错嘅。
He's not saying that this is a bad thing that they're giving so much money.
唔系话呢件系坏事，佢哋俾咁多钱唔系一件坏事。
But he's saying that the woman, this poor widow, gave more.
但系佢话咧，呢个穷寡妇俾得更加多。
That's the key word here, is more.
这个就是关键一个词，就是更加多。
And so here, Jesus is teaching his disciples and teaching us this very important concept. It's not the sticker price, it's the sacrifice.
所以神耶稣通过教导他的门徒呢，也教导给我们一个好的功课，就是不是价值几大，而是牺牲的心态。
Jesus is.Teaching a very important lesson here right before he goes to the cross.
耶稣咧喺佢上十字架之前咧，就系俾我哋一个好重要一个功课。
And for us to remember, that Jesus, God, wants us to give out of our sacrifice. And He measures it by how much we sacrifice and not how much we give.
所以神呢,是要我們犧牲我們自己,祂是測量,祂量度我們的,是我們的犧牲,不是我們的給得真正多少。
Now many of you might be thinking to your mind, Daniel, you are a pastor here and you are obligated to tell us to give.
有些人可能說,Pastor Daniel,你是做這個牧師,你是有責任告訴我們,應該我們去怎樣做。
If you are suspicious that I am up here just because I want you to give more to the church, then don't give to the church, give to missionaries.
如果你有咁嘅懷疑,我喺度話俾你聽,要你哋俾多啲錢俾教會呢,你哋可以唔使俾錢俾教會,俾多啲俾宣教士啊。What
Jesus wants to build in you and in me are generous people who sacrifice for His kingdom.
所以神呢,係俾我哋,係要我哋做一個慷慨嘅人,係將有犧牲係奉獻俾佢嘅王國。
And I'm not up here to make you feel guilty either.
我唔係企喺度呢,係使你哋感到有罪疚感嘅。
I'm just here to teach what Jesus taught.
我只不過係講俾耶穌教導我哋嘅功課係點。
And you know what? I have to respond to this too.
因為我呢都要有一個咁嘅回應嘅。
And I realize I don't sacrifice enough for God's kingdom.
我都有咁嘅回應就係我自己呢對神嘅國呢係未犧牲得夠。
When it comes to giving to God, it's not the sticker price, it's the sacrifice.
當我們奉獻給神的時候,不是我們價值有多大,而是我們犧牲的心態。
Actually, say that with me. It's not the sticker price, it's the sacrifice. So, this is what God is teaching us today.
所以這就是神今天要教導我們的功課。
Some of you know that my wife is a piano teacher.
有些人知道我太太是鋼琴老師。
And last year, it was my wife's birthday, and she was teaching.
去年呢,當我太太剛生日那一天呢,她在教一個學生。
And she went to this little girl's house to teach her piano.
她去到這個小女兒的家裡呢,去教她鋼琴。
Now this little girl, she gets 75 cents a week for allowance.
這個小女兒呢,她每個星期有7.5元的錢給她。
So her parents teach her that she gets 3/4.
他的父母就告訴他,你每個星期有7.5元。1/4
goes to God.
有三個quarter,一個就是給神。
1/4 goes to savings.
一個你就存下來。And
the 3/4 goes, she can spend whatever she wants.
還有2.5元,你可以隨便怎樣用都可以。
So if she wants to buy candy, she can buy candy with her quarter.
如果她想去買糖食,她可以用她的2.5元去買糖食。
And so this little girl, had in her room, she has 3 containers. One for God, one for savings, and one to spend.
所以她在她房間有三個小的容器,一個是裝給神的錢,一個是裝她儲蓄的錢,一個是她自己可以用的錢。
When she found out it was my wife's birthday,
當她知道是我太太的生日的時候,
she took an envelope and she decorated with her markers and put some stickers on it.
她拿了一個信封出來,用她的蠟筆畫了很多很漂亮的畫在那裡。
And she took her spend container and she emptied it out and she put it all the quarters from her spend container into that envelope.
她用一個她自己可以用的容器裡面,拿了錢出來,又拿到這個信封裡面。
And she gave them to my wife and she said, happy birthday.
所以她就給了我太太說,生日快樂。Now,
this little girl gave everything she had to spend.
這個小女孩是給了她可以,她有的所有的一切。
It was all the money that she had the power to decide what to do with.
所有她可以控制的錢,她都是用上了。And
yet she gave it to my wife for her birthday.
她給了我太太是為了慶祝她生日。That's
generosity.
這個就是慷慨的心。
You know, and I know it was only a few dollars, probably.
我知道呢,不是很大,其實就是只有幾元而已。
But you know what? If I gave a few dollars to my wife for her birthday, it would not be very generous.
如果是我,我給幾元我太太,她跟她過生日,可能顯得不是很慷慨大方。
But for this little girl, it was the most generous she could be.
但對這個小女孩來說,這是她所以可以做的最大方,最慷慨的一件事。
And I hope that she'll continue to have this generous heart when it comes to God's kingdom.
我希望呢,對神的角度來說,她也有一個繼續有一個這麼慷慨大方的心。
She sacrificed all she had to spend on anything she wanted. to give to my wife and bless her for her
birthday. 他犧牲了所有他有的一切来给我太太来庆祝他生日。
When it comes to giving to God, it's not the sacrifice, it's the sacrifice.
当我们去奉献给神的时候，不是这个价值有多大，而是牺牲心态。
I want you to notice something about the widow.
我们想大家看见这个穷寡妇。
She has two coins.
她有两个铜钱。
She could have given one.
她有两个小钱，她可以就是给一个的。
Nobody would say she's done something bad if she gave one.
如果她就是给一个的话，没人说她不对。
In fact, she was so poor that nobody would condemn her if she didn't give any.
如果她这么穷的话，没人会责怪她的。如果她根本不给的话，都没人责怪她。
She could have given none. She could have given one.
她可能她可以就是给一个，或者甚至是不给。
But she gives both.
但她拿了两个一起给。
And I believe that God had her come to this place at this exact moment for Jesus to teach his disciples and us this important lesson.
我相信呢，是上帝呢，是俾个穷寡妇喺呢个时刻啱嚟到呢个贫妇呢度，就系俾耶稣有一个好嘅例子嚟教导佢嘅门徒。
Another thing I want you to notice, we don't know if the rich people were putting in money into the temple tax or the freewill offering.
仲有一件事，我想大家注意嘅，我哋唔知道嗰啲财主系入嗰啲系殿宇嘅税啊，亦或系自由奉献嘅嗰啲钱。
But we know the widow was giving a freewill offering.
但我哋知道呢个穷寡妇咧系俾呢个自由奉献嘅钱。
How do we know that?
我哋点样知咧？
Because back then widows were exempt from the temple tax.
因为嗰阵时咧，寡妇系唔使俾呢个殿宇嘅钱嘅。
If your husband died, you had no obligation to pay anything to the temple.
如果你个丈夫死咗啦，你系冇呢个责任咧去俾殿宇嘅税。
So what she was giving was a free will offering. She wanted to give it.
所以佢俾咧系一个自由奉献嘅钱，系佢自己愿意去奉献啊。
Because she wanted to express her worship to God, her love for God.
因为佢要表示咧佢自己对神嘅爱。
So she was generous and she gave all she had to live on.
她很大方慷慨，她是给了她自己所有的一切。
And Jesus said she gave more.
耶稣说她给了更多。
Now I'm not up here saying that we have to give everything we have to live on. That's not the point that Jesus is making.
我不是在这里说我们一定要将我们所有的都奉献出来，这个不是耶稣所要讲的。
The key word is more.
这个关键词是更多。
She gave more. She sacrificed more.
她给得更加多，她牺牲得更加多。
And God is looking more for the sacrifice that we make than the actual amount that we give.
神咧系俾我哋，系睇嘅咧，系我哋牺牲有几多，唔系话我哋俾出嚟有几多。
Because God doesn't need our money.
因为神咧系唔需要我哋嘅金钱嘅。
God's looking for our hearts. He's looking for how much we sacrifice for Him.
神咧系去睇我哋嘅心，系睇我哋对佢咧有牺牲几多。
And so, you know, as we're giving, we're making our pledge to the building program.
当我们对这个建堂的有一个奉献应献的时候呢，
or when we're thinking about how much we should give to missionaries,
当我们想到我们应该奉献给的钱给宣教士的时候呢，
or to help the people in Japan who are affected by the tsunami,
或者是帮助在日本受到地震影响的那些人呢，
God is looking for our sacrifice.
神咧系睇我哋嘅牺牲，
not the amount, not the dollar amount.
唔系佢嘅数目。
When it comes to giving to God, it's not the portion, it's the proportion.
我哋奉献俾神嘅时候咧，唔系我哋嘅嗰个份量几多，而系我哋嘅比例几多。
It's not the number, it's the surrender.
唔系我哋嘅数目，而系我哋嘅顺服。
It's not the sticker price. It's the sacrifice.
不是我们的价值多大，而是我们牺牲心态。
Will you pray with me?
我们一起来祈祷。
God, we thank you for your words at the temple, and I thank you for the example of this poor widow. And I look at my life and I see that I'm not sacrificing as much as I'd like, or as much as this widow did. And I'm challenged and I'm encouraged by this. And God, if Lord, you don't really need our money to build this church building. You don't really need our money for missions. But you want us to participate and you want us to sacrifice for your kingdom, because where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. And so God, I pray that you write this word on our hearts and that it would be really clear to us when it comes to decide what we will be giving, not just to our church, but to your kingdom and other places. Thank you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.